crumbs at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my soul rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. Now no longer I, but Christ in me.
Been really encouraging this morning just to hear a couple people just lay those things down in front of our church body, and it's awesome to see that that's becoming more of a regular thing in our lives, that it's easier to lay these things down. And so even the line that I will run to the cross, it's not only running to where Jesus was on the cross, but we're supposed to pick up our cross daily as well. Am I running to the cross? Am I running to crucify this flesh? And yeah, it's really encouraging this morning to see that we are redeeming that. So,
shout to the north.
Thank you.
Lovely.
There is no one lovelier, worthy.
so much more you're worthy of. There's so much more you're worthy of. There's so much more you're worthy of. You are worthy. Majesty. Thank you.
Father God, I praise you for changing my life. I praise you, Lord, for filling me up with your love. And I praise you, Lord, that I am not the same as I was. I praise you, Lord, that you are transforming me from the inside out. And that you have good plans for me and for every person. I praise you, God, for how you are so intimate with us as we can, and we are able to be intimate with you as much as we choose to be. And so, Lord, I pray that you would continue to change us from the inside out, and that you would help us not get stuck. Help us take those steps towards you, to be changed by you, to live in your freedom. I thank you that you hold us in your hands, that you're not going to drop us. And I thank you, God, that we can rest in a calm assurance that you've got us, and that nothing can take away the love of God when we choose to love you. And so, Lord, help us remember and walk in what we know and rest in your presence within us.
This morning I had a bit of a walk, and I was walking in the grapes, and I just started to think about, like, how Jesus said, I'm the vine and we are the branches. And so I'm looking at the grapes, and they're just, like, they have fruit on them already, just small, and the leaves are so green and so vibrant. I just felt the Lord saying, touch the vine, like, just because he's the vine. And so I stopped and I just put my hand on the vine, and they aren't big vines yet, but I'm like, oh, it's rough, and it's starting to be like they get kind of gnarly or whatever. And I just was like, oh, and the branches are so beautiful. And I just had to think, yeah, like what he went through is for us, and so we get to just bear fruit, and we get to be attached to the vine, and yeah, so it was just a blessing, yeah, a picture.
I surrender.
Down on my knees again, surrender. Thank you. Kind of traffic thinking where I have to think to dance degree and let it happen. I trust you and the OCD has surrender that, and I just ask for your strength to get through those moments. And I surrender that critical thinking that I have for my husband.
Father, we just pray that we don't leave it and bridle to hold this in check, otherwise we will. Sometimes we don't understand your chastening, but we ask that you would just be, our hearts would be turned towards you without having to be disciplined, and that we would just fall in love with you for who you are.
Picture of like all of these things that are surrendered, just written on really light pieces of paper. We're going to sing the bridge again, but it's that rushing wind that it's him, but in helping us, he pulls those away from us so that we can't pick them up again, and then he can have his way.
Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. This flashy rhetoric about loving you. I never had a selfless thought since I was born. I am mercenary and self-seeking through and through. I want God, you, all friends, and then to serve my turn. Peace, reassurance, pleasure are the goals I seek. I cannot crawl one inch outside my proper skin. I talk of love. A scholar's parrot may talk Greek, but self-imprisoned always end where I begin. Only that now you have taught me, but how late my lack. I see the chasm, and everything you are is making my heart into a bridge by which I might get back from exile and grow man. And now the bridge is breaking. For this I bless you as the ruin falls. The pains you give me are more precious than all of other things.
I have a tongue.
Para Nikonara, Handira Nastora, Nakondira Nana, Handira Nastara, Nakandi, Onanamana Nastora, Nikandi, Honina Nastara, Hontara Nakandi, Handira Nastara. Dara Nikondi na nastara na na, Hondi na kandi, Hondi na kandi. A little more. Ananikonara, Aronikonara, 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 Aronikonara.
I have a picture of, it's a little hard to describe, but it's, if you think about the kind of thing where kids sew with a thread on a piece of cardboard, a pattern with holes in it. So it's kind of like everybody has a pattern with holes in it. And so I saw several holes just lighting up. And like, with strong beams of light, but there's still holes that still need to be filled. But there are several holes that are now filled with light. And just so my impression is that God has really spoken and done good work in us this morning. And his light is shining through in places in our lives. But there's other places that it's okay. But he wants to shine light in all places.
I saw like a rodent. We were moving, like, it was like, I kept hearing the word like swiftly, and we were moving swiftly. And it kind of reminded me of what Kevin was talking about earlier. And then when Lil said the last part, I saw like a veering road, but he said, just stay on the swift road and keep on that and don't go on the veering off road.
There was this huge pasture in front of the farm meadows, and it was just beautiful and peaceful, unlike anything I'd ever seen. And one time, Lily was saying, all I saw was